You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. I only wish Joe Galewski was here. He has passed on. He developed a cancer, and unfortunately the treatment suppressed his immune system as well as his white cells without reducing the cancer cells enough to get a bone marrow transplant. And unfortunately, he passed this past Thursday morning. So I'm going to do this show as he would want me to. That is, as a uplifting show to help motivate you to get healthy. He made medicine, he made everything in life fun, at least for me. He taught me a lot about the radio and making it fast-paced and fun for you. So I'm going to do what he wanted me to do. One of the things coming up at the bottom of the half hour, at the bottom of the hour, we don't have Gary Ginsberg today, which is typical that he's here. He will be back next week in the at the 6:17 mark on live. If you listen to it East Coast, 3:17 West Coast, 4:17 in Chicago. But in fact, 5:17 in Chicago. But in fact, the Rainbow Juice Cleanse is our guest, Dr. Ginger Southall, who has written a wonderful book on juice cleansing and rainbow. Fits very well with what we talked about last hour extensively with the Sonnenbergs, who were our guests in the last hour. You can, by the way, find all of our guests and all of our lineup archived, all of our shows archived at RadioMD.com, RadioMD.com. But this is a great guest because she talks about a variety of fruit in juicing and a variety really of blending and keeping it healthy. And we're going to talk about fruits and vegetables with her. Non-pasteurized is her motto, and that really fits very well with getting a variety of bacteria inside you when you eat a variety of fiber as well. And we'll talk to you and with Dr. Ginger, a chiropractor, with this and with you. There is a diet that might cut the risk of developing Alzheimer's written about. It's called the MIND diet. Wall Street Journal carried it, but it's really a wonderfully researched process of saying, can you eat certain foods and decrease your risk of mental dysfunction? And the answer was yes. This was done two ways. One, it was done in a randomized controlled study looking at olive oil, walnuts added to regular Spanish diet or not. And what they found is the walnuts and the olive oil both improved measures of brain function significantly, whereas everybody else deteriorated over the 4.5 year period of the study. The study was reported this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association Internal Medicine. It's called The Mediterranean Diet, an Age-Related Cognitive Decline, a randomized controlled trial showing that a ounce and a half of nuts, half of which were walnuts, a day, or 5 ounces of olive oil a day when added to typical Mediterranean diet or when added to typical diets that these people in Spain ate, decreased, in fact, improved brain functioning, made your brain faster, and made your memory better compared to those in the 4.5 years who didn't have the walnuts or the olive oil added to it, who had a decline in processing speed and a decline in memory function. So it's a tremendous study. And the MIND diet takes away 15 components. So the things that improve it, green leafy vegetables, other vegetables, nuts, berries, beans, whole grains, and big whole grains, whole wheat berries, not the refined whole wheat flour, fish, poultry, olive oil, and wine. The 5 unhealthy groups, red meat, butter and stick margarine, cheese, pastries and sweets, fried or fast food. The more of the best of the 15 and the fewer of the 5 unhealthy you get, the more you're likely to not develop Alzheimer's. 53% reduction for those who did pretty well at following the MIND diet. Really impressive. 53% reduction in developing over a 20-year period Alzheimer's disease. Remarkable data. So we're going to talk even more about that with our guest, who has written The Rainbow Juice Cleanse, Dr. Ginger Southall. She not only is a former Miss America contestant, I think she was third or fourth. She was, I think, Miss South Carolina or one of those states. But in addition, she's written a wonderful book with a lot of very good information, not so much about a cleanse as much as how to get great bacteria in your gut, which is what we were talking about with the Sonnenbergs in their wonderful book, The Good Gut, which is really a book about that. So this is a wonderful book by the Dr. Ginger. The Rainbow Juice Cleanse, Lose Weight, Boost Energy, and Supercharge Your Health. Seven colors, 7 days, 7 pounds. It's a great-looking book. And it is The Rainbow Explained, the program, The Rainbow Recipes and Approved Foods, What's Up with Juicing. It really, in my mind, this is blending rather than juicing, but we'll talk to her about that difference, and maybe I am totally wrong on that. In any case, we'll also talk to you about some of the other wonderful stories in medicine this week. The Automegas, I talked to you about that, about the Mediterranean diet with walnuts boosting brain power with olive oil. Those are Automegas. Omega 9 is olive oil. Omega 7 is palmitoleic acid, or palm version. It's not palm oil, it's palmitoleic oil. So omega 7 is also healthy. Omega 5 only found in pomegranate oil. You can't find it hardly. Omega 3 is, of course, the three different omega 3s, ALA, DHA, and EPA, the ones that are good. ALA is the one that is important from walnuts, canola oil, flaxseed. DHA is from plankton and algae that the fish eat, and it's really the essential component of fish oil. But you want to look at it, because a lot of fish oil is just composed of EPA or random oils. You really want the whole stuff. And then you want to avoid sugars, and she does that in this book. We'll get back to this book in a few minutes. But this diet, just a little of it decreased improved memory function. It wasn't that it slowed Alzheimer's, it actually reversed memory decline and reversed a slowing of cognitive speed over the 4.5 year period of just adding that to the Mediterranean diet. So important things to add. There's a really something provocative and new this week is the FDA proposed letting gay men donate blood with some caveats. That is, the gay lifestyle and high sexual risk has been banned from donating blood because of the fear of transplanting sexually transmitted diseases. So people have, in this style, have had a year without disease and testing during that year before they've been allowed to donate blood. That's probably going to continue, but the FDA proposed to include gay men in their donation processes, which may say how short we are of blood, but it is to let them, but make sure they're tested, make sure men from Africa or people who've traveled to Africa also have a year free of disease after they come back before they can donate blood, but to donate blood in those processes. So we'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. The next one, we're going to talk about MRI scans and predicting breast cancer risk. How good is the prediction? And why autism is different in the brains of girls than in boys and what that means. We're also going to talk about insomniacs and their sensitivity to pain. Those are the stories we'll talk about before we get to our super guest, Dr. Ginger Southall, at the bottom of the hour. You're listening, of course, to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, where they hope you stay well. We hope you take control of your genes to live long and young. We'll be right back. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
The buzz is out there. Everyone's talking about energy drinks from Action Energy. One of the most popular products is After Lunch. You know that after lunch, mid-afternoon lull you may get? Kinda tired, so you kinda crash. Well, that's when you whip out a bottle of After Lunch Energy. It has caffeine and important nutrients like vitamin B12, ginseng, raspberry ketones, and green tea, specifically designed to provide that late-day boost to finish strong. Tackle those afternoon meetings and presentations, those last-minute responsibilities, and even evening tasks. And it helps burn fat, too. Now, that's the kind of afternoon pick-me-up I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots, available at selected retail stores, or go to actionenergyae.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Roizen Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can always listen to us live, even if you're out of your normal radio listening area, at RadioMD.com, RadioMD.com, and you can pick up shows you missed on RadioMD.com by Tuesday afternoon. This weekend's shows are indexed, and of course, they're always indexed all the way back, I think, All 15 years are indexed at RadioMD.com. So if you want to hear a great guest, Bob Butler or Robert Butler, on his last interview, unfortunately, before he died, he gave a tremendous interview on aging. Or you can listen to Mehmet Oz or anyone else who you want to listen to. We've had them all on. Next week, Howie Mandel, we think. But this week, we have even someone spectacular, Dr. Ginger Southall, at the bottom of the hour, the Rainbow Juice Cleanse. Normally, we have Gary Ginsberg at this time, but Gary is traveling at this time on a plane, so he's not here. He'll be back next week, as will we, and we hope you will be too. We're now going to talk about some of the subjects in the articles that were really very impressive to me. And the one that I liked best this week was the number 4 story. I actually rated it. The MRI scans predict breast cancer risk. This is a study looking at people who had MRI scans, just incidentally, not intentionally of their breast, but they did light up their breast tissue, MRIs do, and those that showed a peculiar pattern, not indicative of cancer, but a peculiar way of the breast tissue diffusing the magnetic resonance images. It was called BPE. That is the way the BPE occurs when normal background breast tissue appears white or enhanced. Well, previous work had suggested that BPE was associated with cancer risk. Well, this study went on for 10 years, and it showed that those who had BPE had a much greater chance of developing breast cancer than those without BPE. So there will be more work on, can we do screening with MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, no radiation risk. And now the price of MRI has come down so substantially that it is almost available and almost doable for virtually everyone, because the scans have gotten much quicker and much easier to read and much more readily available. So maybe this will be a standard for breast cancer screening with lack of radiation for the woman. So we hope that that proves, but it's early on. But it is something to ask. If you've had an MRI, say, is there BPE in the MRI? And that way you will refocus the radiologist on that area of your anatomy as well, so that they can say whether or not there's a prediction, a likelihood, or a more likelihood of breast cancer than there would have been. Autism, different in the brains of girls than boys. You know, many more boys are diagnosed with autism than girls. And the question is, and in girls it seems more severe, though. Diagnosed later, what's going on? Well, it turns out that the corpus callosum, the connection between the right and the left brain in boys and girls in these studies, is very different. And there's a very great difference in the autism, when they're diagnosed with autism, in the corpus callosum between boys and girls. So this is a story remaining. We don't know the significance of it. We think of autism as lack of pruning of the neurons. That is one of the things that goes on with people, is we have a lot of connections between cells in our brain, and we prune them to be more focused, more attentive, be able to focus on social subjects and appropriately. And in autism, there is not as much pruning. We don't know what the mechanism or why the cause of this is. Obviously, one of the protections is taking a prenatal multivitamin, 40% reduction if you've taken a prenatal multivitamin for 3 months before pregnancy for women. And the interesting thing is there is a difference in brain anatomy between boys and girls who are diagnosed with autism, and between boys and girls in general, and that is really much different in when they're diagnosed with autism. In the first hour today, and you should get that if you haven't, there was the Sonnenbergs, Justin and Erica Sonnenberg, who have written The Good Gut, were on talking about the microbiome and the importance of eating fruits, vegetables, and diverse fruits and vegetables, that is, colorful fruits and vegetables. That's essentially what we're going to hear in the next hour, next half hour, with Dr. Ginger Southall. She says, 7 colors, 7 days, 7 pounds, and this may be part of your microbiome diversity is important in controlling not only your memory and coronary artery disease, but and aging, but also obesity. And so we're going to hear a lot about that from her and what this means. So stay tuned at the bottom of the at the bottom of this hour. One of the other subjects I didn't want to get to, and which is a lead-in as well, is that a review of 20 studies over the last 19 years of more than 760,000 people showed that stroke risk declined by 32% for every 200 grams of fruit consumed each day, and the same thing, 11% decline for every 200 grams of vegetables. So fruit and vegetables, you decrease your stroke risk, and you decrease erectile dysfunction and improve, yes, you improve orgasm quality in women. That's a study from a year ago, and I wanted to bring that up since it's a year later, and that study still is standing the test of time. Another one standing the test of time, early fitness can improve the middle-aged brain. That is, people who in their mid-25 to 45 and who were then 43 to 54, 25 years later, that those people who had done fitness activities had a much improved brain function, less deterioration in brain function than those who were not fit early in their life. So fitness at any age is good. The earlier the better. And there's really a remarkable study on fitness even late in life improves both brain function and improves longevity. So getting fit, that is, people who were in their 70s and started to get fit, they actually decrease their risk of dying in the next 10 years by 33%. Those who went from unfit to fit, that's judged by their metabolic equivalents. They were able to do 10 metabolic equivalents, up from 6 when they started. The average in America is around 6, so this is going to 10. 10 is not very much. It's walking. It is, that's their maximum, so it is a fair bit, is getting to 10 METs for men, 9 METs for women. If you look on the machines, if you do elliptical or treadmill, you can see how many METs you do. Most machines will list that electronically, and those are really important measures to get up to show how much better you are. We've had, and I appreciate all the questions we've had today. You can ask questions of our next guest as well, Dr. Ginger, by asking him at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. I'm going to squeeze in one more question before we're through. Insomniacs may be more sensitive to pain. That's a top story on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Insomniacs may be more sensitive to pain. Why? We don't know. But this was a test of people who would hold their hand in water, that is ice-cold water, for 106 seconds. 33% of the non-insomniacs could do it. Only about 20% of those people who had insomnia could do it. We'll be right back with Dr. Ginger Southall on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
It's time to revitalize your aging cells. The team of Life Extension scientists have compiled years of research to create AMPK Activator, a specialized dual extract formulation that supports AMPK activation for health optimization. What is AMPK? It's a master regulating switch for revitalizing aging cells. The clinically validated combination of Gynostemma pentaphyllum and rosehips plant extracts provides nutrient support for youthful AMPK levels. During the month of May, Life Extension is making you an incredible AMPK offer. Don't let the month pass without visiting lifeextension.com/youth for a 50% discount on AMPK Activator. lifeextension.com/youth. Revitalize your aging cells today and get 50% off the price of AMPK at lifeextension.com/youth.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You know, in 15 years of doing this with an average of more than one guest per hour, only one guest has not shown up, and that was probably due to my changing the time and a confusing change in numbers. Well, we've had the same thing. Again, this is a person who lives in a different time zone, and I'm worried that I gave them the time zone of this time to call in, and our number has changed recently for our call-in guests, so I'm worried that Dr. Ginger Southall, the Rainbow Juice Cleanse, is not here. But I'm going to read you a little bit from the book, because it's actually such a interesting book. What's up with juicing? You can't own a television and not heard of Jack O'Lane. That's right, Jack O'Lane, and he and I did a show together long time ago. It wasn't his show. I can't remember. I think it was Donnie and Marie we did together. They were concerned with aging, and so we did the show, and he challenged me to do sit-ups, and I was push-ups, rather, and I was pretty good at them. I used to be able to do 100 in a row, and then, if you will, and followed by 50 military, which is hand-clap push-ups. And he said, when you're really good, you can do this. And he put his hands out and did it on his thumbs. He did push-ups. And I couldn't believe it. So anyway, Jack LaLanne was, and I think he was about 84 when he and I did the show together. So it was, and I was about 58. He's, I think, no longer with us. But Jack LaLanne, for years, his power juicer aired at all hours of the day and night. He was still going strong late into his 90s, and obviously he was not only physically fit, but he ate well and juiced. So now, if Dr. Ginger calls in, just please let me know about it. But juicing obviously isn't something new. It's a practice that dates back to ancient cultures. In fact, it's in the Dead Sea Scrolls. She goes into juicing fruit and fruit popular vegetables, and the Juice Cleanse is a revolutionary program that employs the nutritious, slimming, and healing properties of juicing delicious vegetables, not fruit, to kickstart your weight loss and improve your health. So why does she go, why does she have different color? Because it's naturally occurring different phytonutrients. It also is, if you listen to our last segment with the Sonnenbergs on the great, on the good gut, a process of getting different bacteria into your gut and having it with vegetables. And so she says, count colors, not calories. The red are tomatoes, raspberries, red cabbage, cranberries, and red peppers. The orange, carrots, orange peppers, sweet potatoes, pumpkin, turmeric, and ginger. The yellow, spaghetti squash, yellow peppers, lemons, and pineapple. The green, everyone knows, leafy greens, sprouted greens, cucumbers, zucchini, peas, avocado, and asparagus. The violet, purple, purple cabbage, blueberries, blackberries, eggplants, and beets. And the white are garlic, onions, scallions, cauliflower, bananas, mushrooms, and ginger. And she says most of us fall short of eating enough in each of these categories. For example, 83% of Americans don't eat enough white, tan, or brown. And if you will, most of us don't eat enough of other things. What's the difference between juicing versus smoothies? Juices are fresh-made juices made in a juicer which extracts juice from fibrous pulp, providing massive amounts of hydrating and absorbable organic water and a concentrated form of naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients. Unfortunately, she wants you to have vegetable juice, not fruit juice, because the fruit juice is too high in sugar and fructose. Smoothies, you're sure to get your daily dose of fiber and more in a cool, refreshing smoothie. I like those. Plus, she said shakes are a great way to add healthy plant-based proteins. Yes, plants do have protein and the good-for-you fats to your diet without any chemical additives found in commercial muscle-building formulas. So, what really she is doing in this book is talking to us about the different colors and eating from different colors and just, if you will, juicing with a different color on different days. So, Dr. Ginger, I'm glad you're here, and I'm apologize for probably sending you the wrong or not giving you the right phone number to call
in. That's quite all right. I'm glad to be on the show now. How are you today?
Good. I've been trying to give a brief overview of the book without the professional expertise that you have to give it. So tell us about how you came to this book, and then what you mean by a rainbow juice cleanse.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the juicing trend is really exciting to see so many people involved in juicing. But from a therapeutic healing standpoint, I see some little, perhaps, I guess you could call them mistakes that people are making in terms of juicing a whole lot of sugar. And, you know, if you think about the standard American diet and how people, you know, when they decide they're going to eat healthy, when they transition, their natural inclination is probably going to be more along the lines of what they're addicted to. And probably one of the number one things that people are addicted to is sugar. And so their natural inclination is, okay, I'm going to eat healthy. I'm just going to eat a lot of fruit and fruit juice because that's healthy. And so it really doesn't help their cause in terms of weight loss because you know, a glass of fruit juice is it's a lot of fructose. It's a lot of sugar. And so that can negatively affect weight loss, as well as diabetes, cancer, and other health challenges that they might have. So what I try to do is encourage people to juice their veggies and eat their fruits. So juicing the greens and the sprouts and the herbs, and, you know, not necessarily expecting a sugary glass of juice, but a very tasty juice when you use things like ginger and fennel and other flavors that are very nourishing in their own right, but very tasty.
So the juice that you're talking about is really vegetable juice.
Yes, vegetable herb.
And how did you get the different color idea, the rainbow? And do we eat every Monday we eat red and Tuesday we eat blue? Or how should we do this?
Well, in terms of the 7-day full-on juice cleanse, and I know not everyone's ready to do that, and so I have a warm-up phase and a rev-up phase. So the warm-up phase is basically for someone who's probably never juiced before. They're eating the standard American diet, but they want to start eating healthy. And so I have food recipes and smoothies and shakes and salads and salad dressings and entrees and even desserts. And by the way, your cohort, Dr. Oz, when I was on there with the book, loved the chocolate carob avocado mousse. So you might want to check that recipe out in the dessert section. But I have for kind of the beginners, I have all these foods that are very clean, very easily digestible, very, very alkaline, very non-toxic for them to try. And then they can kind of dabble with the juices. But then I go up onto the rainbow rev up phase. And that's where someone who's really ready to kind of drop all of their bad habits, just eat from the food list and the recipes in the book and pick one day a week to juice. And then there's the full-on 7-day juice cleanse. And that's where the different colors in terms of each day take place, because for 7 days, you're going to do each day of the week a different color juice, and there's lots of different recipes for those colors. And so basically throughout the week, you're infusing your body with all of these different colors. And so it's kind of a fun way to do it, but it certainly makes sure that you get all of your colors, because between 69% and 83% of us don't get all of the colors of the rainbow on a daily basis. So
when we come back from the break, I'm going to have you talk to us about, for example, a full-on what do we do on Monday, what do we do on Tuesday, and let's get some people started on this. This is a wonderful book, The Rainbow Juice Cleanse, 7 colors, 7 days, 7 pounds. Dr. Ginger Southall, a chiropractor and obviously expert on nutrition. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian, and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Are you an athletic person who's into fitness? Then you need to share with your friends the news about Action Energy's Sport and Fitness Energy Shot. It's made for you. Whether you're a weekend warrior or you keep a regular fitness regime, this exciting energy blend is the one. It's scientifically formulated to help sports and fitness enthusiasts increase their performance with a unique blend of caffeine, vitamin B12, electrolytes, raspberry ketones, and amino acids to help increase endurance. Now, that's the kind of sports and energy shot I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots available at selected retail stores or go to actionenergyae.com and check out the Sport and Fitness Energy Shot from Action Energy. Be the difference. ActionEnergyAE.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Roy's and Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parents-are-the-key. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're talking with Dr. Ginger Southall, who obviously has a great, I really do think this is a great book, The Rainbow Juice Cleanse, because of what she goes in and the science behind the recipes and really what I would call, I love the, what would be called the smoothies and the variety of color. We obviously talked about that when we were talking with the Sonnenbergs earlier about the human microbiome and needing to eat a variety of vegetables and fruit. And how they ate a variety of vegetables. This is an ideal way. By the way, you can find out more about it at RainbowJuiceCleanse.com, RainbowJuiceCleanse.com, or TheDrGinger.com, TheDrGinger.com. Dr. Ginger, so take it away. Tell us about the different colors. Give us a start on a Monday and a Tuesday so that if they order the book today and get it on Wednesday, they'll already be involved.
Well, on Monday, you start with the red. If you're going to do the 7-day juice cleanse. And so on the red day, that's where you get these great phytonutrients, you know, lycopene and quercetin and all these wonderful phytonutrients that help do a lot of things in the body. They support DNA health, urinary tract, your prostate even, heart disease they protect against as well as cancer. And so you have a choice of quite a few red juices and probably the most favorite, and if you're a pizza lover, you will love this because I know everyone who's tried the one called Taste of Italy, it literally tastes and smells when you make it like an Italian meal, and it's absolutely delicious, and you're getting all these great nutrients in it. And so that's a great way to start off your red.
So the Taste of Italy, we should say, starts with 4 large tomatoes sliced in half, 2 red bell peppers cored and seeded, half handful of parsley, half handful of cilantro, half handful of oregano, half small onion peeled, 2 garlic cloves or to taste peeled, And after juicing, you douse in kelp flakes to taste, and stevia optional to taste.
Yes, and you don't even, I mean, you probably don't even need the stevia, because the red bell peppers kind of give you that sweet taste in the chimney. It's just absolutely delicious. So when I make that, I probably make more than what is called for, because it's so good. I drink a lot of that. So a Taste of Italy is a great way to start off the red day.
Do you have one glass of this to start, or is it one glass and a snack, or how do you do this?
It's kind of all day long. Usually on day one. Now keep in mind, and it explains this in the book, 4 days prior to starting the all-day juice cleanse, the 7-day juice cleanse, you want to utilize the foods and the recipes in the book, because they're very easily digestible. You don't want to go from the standard American diet, you know, drive-through food, steak, french fries, you know, whatever else that most people eat, right onto a juice cleanse. You kind of want to ease yourself into it. But for 4 days prior, you start just by consuming very easily and very nourishing digestible foods that are in the book. And so when you're ready to start the 7 days on the juice part of it, this is day one. So you've kind of winded kind of down, so to speak, and you started the detoxification process this first 3 to 4 days. And so day one probably isn't going to be so bad for you in terms of, you know, missing that volume of food, because you've kind of winded down a little bit. But during that day, you can drink as much bread as you want all day long. It might be 7 juices throughout the day. It might be 5. It might be 3. It just, you know, don't feel like you have to stick to anything. It's kind of how you're feeling throughout the day. But keep in mind, when you juice, it's like a shot of nutrients in the arm. So it actually really gives you energy.
Well, this seems like a really great drink. I mean, I look at the Taste of Italy, it's perfect. So I could have that. Now, is this a juice or you take the pulp away?
You do. And you know, in the book, I also have smoothie recipes, which you make in your blender. Now, the title of the book is The Rainbow Juice Cleanse. And therapeutically speaking, there's different reasons to juice versus different reasons to maybe make a smoothie. When I work with people who have high cholesterol, I tell them, you know, I like to include both in the diet, but maybe focus more on smoothies, because the fiber is intact. The fiber is a cholesterol magnet, pulls out various toxins from the body. But for someone, for example, with a health challenge like maybe cancer or some condition where their body is withering away and their body's are not focused on pulling nutrients from food, they're focused on maybe staying alive. And so focus more so on juicing. Again, this is from a therapeutic standpoint, because it's like it's instantly absorbed. The juicer basically did the work of the digestive system, and it's just nutrients ready to be absorbed. In terms of energy,
I should say in the book, if I can, Dr. Ginger, sure. There are both, there are juices for the juice cleanse, then you go into the rainbow on, if you will, soups, and the rainbow on smoothies, and the rainbow on entrees, and the rainbow on desserts as well. So this is a full, if you will, fledged rainbow cookbook, if you will. But the juice cleanse is one of the things that starts it.
Yes, it's a big component of it. I have lots of friends and people that are really into the juicing aspect of it, and so they like that. But then there's a lot of people who have never done it before. They've probably only ever bought a juice from the store that's been pasteurized, and so I sort of let them explore a little bit at their own pace.
So let's talk about Tuesday. So Monday is red, and you give the Taste of Italy, and apple cider lime tonic and a rhubarb gingerade and red pepper mint juice are all choices. Tuesday, right. Is Tuesday the orange one?
Tuesday is orange, and orange are the carotenes, alpha carotene, beta carotene, supporting eye health, overall immune function, healthy growth and development, orange peppers, sweet potatoes, pumpkin, turmeric, those types of foods. And we can start the day off with autumn sunrise, which is bell peppers and a cucumber. As well as after you juice, you can throw in some cilantro and stevia to taste if you like.
So it really is orange bell peppers.
That's the orange, correct.
So you really, I mean, since some of these are not, we wouldn't have enough commonly in home, you really have to, on Sunday, you should go out and shop for these.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And you know, so that's Autumn Sunrise. Then you have cinnamon, pumpkin pie, minty, pepper, orange juice, and Indian spiced cauliflower. So, you know, you juice those throughout the day. You can pick any of those or all of those and juice those throughout the day. So, yeah, you do need to make a trip to the grocery store or even right now start thinking about what you want to plant in your garden based on the juices. I've pretty much done that. I'm all ready for my summer garden. I'm going to be juicing all summer as well.
Where do you live?
Great food. Right now I'm in Michigan. I'm going to probably end up doing half year in Michigan, half year in Florida.
Sounds very good. The best web resource is, I take it, rainbowjuicecleanse.com, rainbowjuicecleanse.com, or thedrginger.com. She's also written fatfuneraldetox.com. This is You, the Owner's Man. This is a wonderful book, wonderful recipes. Thank you, Dr. Ginger, for being on. I will pass on, since I'll see Mehmet tomorrow, I'll pass on good words. The rainbowjuicecleanse.com.
Antioxidants. You've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage. And eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.